Now, researchers from Newcastle University are urging the UK's chief medical officers to ban tackling in children's rugby. They say removing contact from the sport would reduce concussion, head and neck injuries. This was proposed and rejected only last year, but it is in the headlines again. And I want to speak to Graham Kirkwood, who's a senior research associate at Newcastle University, and he's on line three. Graham, good morning. We've had this discussion before on this very programme. At what age do you want changes, and what would the restrictions be? Just remind us of the youngsters who'd be playing rugby and what you'd be expecting to see on the pitch.
So what we're calling for is the removal of the tackle and other forms of harmful contact from the school game. So all ages within secondary education, basically, and primary education affects that as well.
So we'd be watching the school's cup final, which is a really big thing here in Northern Ireland, come the 17th of March up at Kingspan Ravenhill, and those future stars of Ulster rugby wouldn't be knocking into each other.
Well, that's correct, yes.
That's not rugby.
Well, I mean, that's debatable, isn't it? There's other forms of rugby, non-collision rugby, which are played, like touch rugby and tag rugby.
Yeah, but are you suggesting that we change rugby? The idea there is if they're not trained coming through the teenage years, how are they ever going to be the stars that we cheer on in the Six Nations?
Okay, well, there's two separate things there, isn't there? Your concern is about the game. Our concern is about the health of children. So we're looking at it from that point of view.
And sadly, we've had examples of young people losing their lives, literally losing their lives. So it is a serious issue.
Yeah.
So how do you go about it? Do you just have when they finish the A levels, they start having contact rugby? Is that what you're suggesting?
I mean, I think there would be. We're only talking about schools, so obviously there would be children who want to play in clubs. Well, that would be up to them and up to the clubs. So we're only talking about schools. The reason we're talking about schools is because of the compulsion element within schools. Our colleagues have done some research on this. And within state schools in England,